It used to be that the one place in the world that you could always feel safe was at church. And in recent years, even that has not proven to necessarily be entirely true. The First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas, Emmanuel AME in Charleston, South Carolina, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, among those that have been attacked by unthinkable violence. Joining us right now to talk about his new ABC News series, Faith Under Fire, the ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent, Pierre Thomas. Pierre, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
You talked with representatives from all three of those places of worship. I wonder, is there one common thing that you heard from all three?
I think the thing that struck me most, Paul, is that they were all remarkably candid. They talked about the fact that they didn't just fall on their knees, pray, get up, and everything was okay. They say it's been a journey, it's been challenging, but their faith is pulling them through. Their hope is pulling them through. Love is pulling them through. But they've also taken some very practical steps to make their congregations feel safer and better. They have security cameras, in some cases armed security, security barriers. At Tree of Life, for example, they talk about the fact that if you come into that synagogue and they don't know you, they may search your bags. So they've done the kind of things that are practical that go along with their faith.
I wonder, is there anything else that they recommend doing to guard against future attacks other than just fortifying their own places of worship? Is there something that they advocate for, whether it's gun control or something else, to keep these kind of attacks from ever happening again?
You know, one of the things that they all focus and zero in on is that they think that the discourse in this country has become too harsh, too divisive, and they are advocating that people of faith engage and push people to be more loving and understanding, even when they disagree. They think that that sort of divisiveness has become, you know, pervasive in this country, and that there's just too much mean-spiritedness, if you will.
How are these houses of worship, the representatives of which you talked with, doing these years down the line now? Because, you know, all places of worship are having a hard time getting people to come and sit in the pews. Are they dealing with a decrease in attendance, or is it the opposite?
Remarkably, they didn't talk about that being a problem. They talked about the fact that it's just a challenge when you lose members of your family. And these congregations, many of these people were very close to those who were lost. The pastor's wife of the Sutherland Springs Baptist Church, she talked about the fact that she and her husband lost a 14-year-old daughter. And I asked them, how do you heal? How do you move forward? And they talked about being inspired by the other members of the congregation. Sherry Pomeroy, for example, pointed to a woman named Jenny who lost a toddler that day. And she said, if Jenny can get up and go to church and worship and still have hope, then so can she.
Wow, that's incredible strength when you think about it. And those are the stories we don't necessarily hear in the weeks and months following these shootings. Obviously, when something happens, we want all the information right away: who was the shooter, how many people were killed, how many people were injured, and then it kind of fades into the background. But these houses of worship have had to continue to deal with this for months and years since, haven't they?
Absolutely. And Sherry talked about the fact, I asked her, you know, how has the healing process been? She said, for 18 months, she said she was not okay.
Yeah.
Her husband, the pastor, talked about the fact that there were points where she wouldn't get out of bed, she couldn't sleep, she wouldn't eat. It was just horrific. He pointed to the fact that counseling helped. So it's a remarkable combination of hearing these people talking about how they lean on their faith, they took practical steps, but then they also cling to hope, because they said, if you give up on hope, then evil prevails.
Yeah, well, that's well said, and something for us all to be aware of. Pierre, great series. Thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye now.